Part 2. Reading Passage. Perhaps the most important and successful figure in the history of the entertainment industry, Walt Disney, among many other things, made animated films into a true art form, and, with the creation of Disneyland, revolutionized the idea of the theme park. While helping his father deliver morning newspapers in Kansas City, Disney began taking correspondence art courses, dreaming of one day becoming a newspaper cartoonist. World War I interrupted his art studies, and he served as an ambulance driver for the American Red Cross. With the end of the war, Disney returned to Kansas City, where he began working in commercial art studios. There he met another young artist, Boob Iwerks. Together, they decided to start their own studio, along with Disney's brother, Roy. Buying a used movie camera, they began making advertisements to be shown in local movie theaters. Soon, they began producing original features, developing a fairly popular series with the character Oswald the Rabbit. But it was the creation of Mickey Mouse that first made the Disney name famous. Mickey's debut in 1928, Steamboat Willie, was the first cartoon with sound, and it was a sensation. Disney quickly went on to pioneer the blending of music and animation through the Silly Symphony series. Other popular cartoon characters soon appeared, among them Donald Duck, Goofy, and Pluto. Along with these new characters began the enormously successful merchandising side of the Disney business, as countless dolls, books, and toys were produced. Always trying to outdo himself, Disney produced the very first feature-length animated feature, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. By this time, the artists of the studio had developed the art of animation to new heights of naturalism and expression. Disney himself had stopped actually drawing and designing. He was more a coordinator and idea man. Successful and innovative animated movies followed, among them Fantasia, 1940, and Dumbo, 1941. World War II saw the Disney studio first branch out into movies that combined animation and live action, a technique later perfected in films like Mary Poppins. Disney then went on to achieve great success in television and live action feature films, and of course, the tremendously popular animated features continued to appear. Disney's final legacy was Disneyland, which opened in 1955, a revolutionary combination of nostalgia, fantasy, and science fiction. Started in a small shack in Kansas City, the Disney Studio is now an international entertainment empire.